Falcon. Let's go.
You're listening to another week of Countdown to Kickoff on WKCS 91.1 FM. We're going to send it to the studio with Jackson Powell, your host of Countdown to Kickoff.
I'm in the air. I'm in the air. Like a falcon.
And we are back here on Countdown to Kickoff. I am Jackson Powell, and today I have with me Josh Jones yet again, Josh being one of my really good friends. Josh, how are we doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good, pretty good.
Josh, that's great. Josh, you know, I love having you here. So last week, you all played Austin East at IE, and it was quite a rough game for Fulton. You know, we lost 70-36, but, you know, I feel as if when one player can run one whole team, and that's what I thought happened, is one player ran the whole Austin East team. So,
yeah.
Overall, I think Fulton did better. But what was your opinion on last week's game?
I feel like if we could get more tackles and get our assignments done more, it would have been a different situation and a different game, all in all.
Yeah. Josh, you know, Trey Foster, he was nominated for one of the top running backs and quarterbacks for this week. And – you know, looking at the game he had against Fulton, he did really good.
Yeah.
And so, kudos to him on that really good game. How do you think he did?
I'm going to say he was a big factor in the game, and he was one of the players we were focused on in practice, and coach told us about it all week. So, I feel like we prepared for it, but we missed a couple things on the field.
Yeah, that is a big boy right there. You know, when you see him running the ball, That's just a big boy. You know, that's a big man coming at you pretty quickly. But we're going to switch gears here, and we're going to talk about this week. This week, the Fulton Falcons play the Carnes Beavers this Friday at Carnes. You know, Carnes has the same record as us, 0-4, you know, so it should be a really good game for the Falcons.
Yeah.
So looking up into this week, Josh, how do you think the Falcons are going to do against the Beavers?
I feel like the scheme we got going into this week is pretty good. I feel like if we keep practicing, keep our heads up, and just keep going, then we'll be straight, and we can get this W.
Now, we have a Carnes Beaver with us.
Yeah.
Tommy Sweat. So, how do you think, you know, for him, he's going to come in, he's going to see, you know, do you think that's just going to drive him more? Because now that he is a Carnes Beaver, it's going to drive him more to win, so he can be like, hey, look, I'm doing great over here.
Yeah. I feel like he going to have a little grudge against him, going against Carnes. You know, that's his previous school. So, you know, he's going to have a different look toward it than we will. But
right.
Yeah.
So, Josh, how do you feel like there are some key things looking at last week that Fulton's going to have to improve on for them to beat the Beavers?
The deep balls, in practice this week, we've been talking about not letting us get beat deep and stuff like that. You know, it's just the little things like the assignments, and we getting more conditioned and stuff like that.
So overall, Josh, how are you going to prepare for this game?
Me personally, I'm trying to like just get more. What should I say? I'm trying to get more myself to play in both ways, like getting in shape. So I'm trying to like run more and do more things, do more routes, get into the ball faster and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel you, Josh. So, Josh, are there any last things you have before we send it over to the break?
No, I'm good.
All righty. So, Josh, you know, thank you for being here. You know, I love having you on here to do Section 1 with me. But that is going to be all of Section 1, and we're going to send it to a quick little message by the TFFCLA. After that, I will have Jerison Gibson with me, Antonio Kyle, after this message.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we are back here with Bill Anderson. Bill being one of our starting linemen. Bill, how are we doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, bud. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. We also have with us Antonio Kyle. Antonio is also our starting tight end. Antonio, how we feel today?
I'm feeling good.
That's great. So I'm going to do a little clarification here before we move on. When I address Antonio, I'm probably going to call him T because that's just how I've known him for a really long time. So we're going to move on. Last week, the Falcons played the Austin East Roadrunners at Austin East. It was a really rough game for the Falcons. How do we feel that game went last week?
I feel like we came into the game with strong momentum. We got a pick six, and then Austin East started putting points up on the board, and it just looked like our heads dropped, and we couldn't recover from it.
T, I 100% agree with you. Bill, what was your take on last week's game?
I feel like once we got the interception and scored, we just had a great mindset. Then once I started putting up points, we just gave up.
Bill, I 100% agree with you. But in my opinion, the Falcons were doing really good in the first half. They were, you know, it was a close, tight game. They held their own. But then I guess the Austin East coach told Trey Foster something that really just boosted his head. And Trey had a really good game last week. And I think that right there was probably going to be the best game he's had. So I think that right there was a big factor on it. So how do we feel Fulton could have improved from stopping Trey Foster to also making the score not as bad as it was?
I mean, like, one thing that we can't do is let someone come out and have a field day on us, especially when we go out practice all week and we know what they're going to do, and then we come to the game and it's the complete opposite of what we practiced.
So you are 100% right. Bill, what about you? What do you think we could have improved on this week?
We could have improved on by the D lineman getting to the quarterback more quicker so he felt uncomfortable and just scrambling. We can get him a sack and not let the DBs – not let the receiver score on us.
Right. Now, moving on to this week, the Falcons play the Carnes Beavers at Carnes. It's, you know, the Falcons have the same record as the Carnes Beavers. We're both 0-4. That's going to be a really good game for the Beavers here. How do we feel about this matchup, you know, with both of us being 0-4?
I feel like just being 0-4 in general doesn't feel good at all, and especially when you're 4-0. We've been top contenders like forever. I don't think we've been 0-4 in a long time. But now we just got to keep playing and ignore everything that people says and just keep playing.
Right. T, I don't know if you knew this or not. I don't know if any, you know, both of y'all knew this, but this is Fulton's first time losing their season opener. When we played South Doyle in eight seasons, that was our first time losing our season opener. So this season's just been a rough season for the Falcons overall. But, Bill, what about you? What do you think?
I feel like being 0-4, just have a chip on our shoulder, and we can do more to improve it. We just got to do what coach say and just get the job done.
Right. So, Bill, off of what you said, does this drive you all on, you know, winning to show, hey, you know, we might have the same record as the Beavers, but we think we're better? So does this put a chip, like Bill said, on y'all's shoulder and just totally push you all to win this game to improve this record to 1-4?
Yes, I mean, like, obviously we want to come in and win this game because we're 0-4 and we want to get a win, but I wouldn't worry about so much of what the people says because that's a big thing going on right now. Everybody talking, social media and all that, but it should put a chip on the shoulder, everybody on everybody's shoulder, to make us want to go out and win this game and get better and better as the season goes on.
T, I do agree with you. You know, I have seen a lot of people saying, you know, talking a lot of crap about the Falcons, and I'm not going to lie, it makes me mad. But, Bill, what about you? What do you think?
I feel like when we play Carnes, it's going to be a different thing. We're going to have a different mindset. We're going to try to win and give the quarterback the more time to throw the ball, make him feel comfortable.
Right. Now, my last question for you all is, moving on to this week, the Falcons play the Carnes Beavers. So, what do we need to improve on from this week to last week so that we can beat the Beavers and improve our record?
I feel like a major improvement that we need to do is knowing the assignment and getting the job done. Because we practice all week on doing the assignments, and then we need to get to the game and do what we were taught to do and practice all week. And just make sure that everybody's head's right and everybody's head stays up.
So you feel as if the biggest thing we need to improve on right now is the execution of the plays?
Yes.
All righty. Bill, what about you, buddy? What do you think we need to improve on this week for the Cairns Beavers?
We need to improve on the O-line, just giving the quarterback more time to throw the ball, get the running backs more touches to run the ball, get them more yards, to get a touchdown, get the receivers open and catch the ball, just get the touchdown.
Right. Well, Bill, T, you know, this is it. Do we have any final questions we want to, you know, any final thoughts, comments we want to say?
Let's go Falcons.
Let's go Falcons. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and after this break, we'll be back with Tommy Sweat with the Pick'em section here on 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Tennessee's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we are back here with the countdown to kickoff. I am and do not worry, we do have Jackson Powell. We decided that I'm going to lead this pick'em section. Jackson, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Are you excited to lead it?
I am. I'm a little nervous, but I think once we get going, I'll get these nerves out, and we'll get kicking here with this pick'em.
Oh, yeah. It's you'll get the flow of it.
Oh, yeah. So, first game here, we're going to go into a little detail on these games. We got Clinton at Powell. Clinton sitting at 0-4, Powell at 4-0. What do you think?
Well, seeing how good Powell has been, you know, these past couple weeks, I really think, in my personal opinion, they might take it all the way to state. So I'm going to have to pick Powell for this one.
Oh, it's definitely looking that way. I mean, they blew out Cairns, I think 48-49-6 last week. I mean, They put it on us. They're 4-0. And I mean, Clinton's, they're struggling to really put points up and find a way to win. And it Powell's coming back home. I don't think Clinton will have much of a shot here. I think it'll be Powell by a lot for like the third, fourth week in a row. They'll be blowing somebody out.
Oh, yeah.
So give me the Panthers on that one. Then we'll keep rolling here. We got West at Oak Ridge. This is probably the best game of the week, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because you got West at 4-0 for the first time in school history.
Mm-hmm.
And Oak Ridge, who started out 0-2. However, they shut out Campbell County 40-0, and they beat a very, very talented Farragut team 21-14. It is at Oak Ridge. Who do you have, the Rebels or the Wildcats?
Well, that's a really good game, like you said, Tommy. I really think I'm going to have to go with West. You know, like we said, they're doing really good. They're on a really good win high right now. So, in my opinion, I just really think that they're going to come out and beat Oak Ridge.
Yeah. See, West played. They blew out Jefferson County last week. I'm trying to think about who they played. They beat Bearden in week one in a thriller.
That was a great game.
They beat a very talented Farragut team as well. And they beat Cairns. They put it on Cairns.
Mm-hmm.
And then you beat a Jefferson County team who was 3-0 at the time. And then you put it on them, I think, 49-20.
Yeah.
And you're going to a hostile environment at Oak Ridge. They're coming off a lot of energy against a win against their rival in Oak Ridge. It'll be a tough game. I don't think Oak Ridge will have the firepower or just kind of the size that I've seen West have. And West has had their way with just about everybody that they've played. And so I think West will continue to keep that winning streak. They'll improve to 5-0. And it's just you get a different feeling about West this year. Their attitude's different. They got athletes all around the field. They're big. They're fast. They're strong. I mean, West is going to be right up there with Powell whenever they meet later in the season. That's probably going to be the game of the year as far as the region goes in our region. So give me the Rebels on that one.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to move on in here to another region foe in Campbell County as they travel to Gibbs. Campbell County sitting at 3-1. Gibbs is 2-2. Who do you have, the Cougars or the Eagles?
I think I'm really going to have to go with Gibbs. You know, Gibbs, I think they're, you know, they're ever since they lost against Halls, they've just had this drive, mm-hmm. you know, because that's their rival. So yep. them losing to the Devils, I think the Eagles are just really gonna put it on them this week.
I would have to agree. I don't know a whole lot about both of these teams.
Right.
The only thing that scares me about picking Campbell County is that they got beat by Oak Ridge 40-0. Mm-hmm. I knew Oak Ridge was good. I didn't know that they were that good. So that gives me a little bit of concern with Campbell County and the fact that it is at Gibbs. They run the triple option. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a lot of they like to control the clock. It's going to be a tough, hard-fought game, you know, as you would expect with Gibbs and Campbell County. It's going to be hard-nosed, but I do think that the Gibbs Eagles will pull out on top and get to 3-2, and then that'll bring the Campbell County record to a 3-2 as well.
Yep.
And then so tonight on the Rivalry Thursday, we have Halls at Carter. Halls is at 4-0 for the first time in I don't know
a long
in a long time. They got the new coach. We talked about it last week. They got a new energy. And you got Carter. I've heard some news about how Jordan Bowden is going to be the honorary captain. It's going to be at Carter. They also have a new coach in Scott Meadows, a state championship winning coach. But also, I saw on Twitter that a longtime Carter coach, I believe his name was Clyde Moore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a whole lot about the man, but from what I hear about the community around him and the people that knew him was that he had a huge impact on not only just the community and the people in the community, but the players themselves. I mean, just the impact he'd been there for, I mean, just countless years, and he poured right. so much into that program. So I do think that Halls is the better team.
Mm-hmm.
However, Carter, it being at Carter, they have a new energy. They're sitting at 2-2, which is a pretty good record, you know, going into the halfway mark of the season. You got Jordan Bowden, the Tennessee star, flipping the coin toss. It's on TV. You just realize that one of the pillar figures mm-hmm. in your community has just passed. There's going to be a lot of energy over there in Strawberry Plains, and I think the Hornets can pull out a victory.
Well, Tommy,
I know what you're going to say. These are your boys. Halls is your boys.
So before I even say on who I think is going to win this game, I'm going to pull into last week's Pick'em section.
Oh, here we go.
With you and Corbin.
He's been letting me know about this one all week.
I sure have. So last week, if y'all don't recall, I was ganged up on when it came to – who did they play again?
It was Union County. Union County. We did not hold back, Corbin
nope.
and I. We let nope. you have it on that one.
Y'all, so I was ganged up on, and they both said Union County. And I had to go with my Devils. And what happened during the AE game when me and Corbin were sitting up there calling, I looked at him because they announced the score, and it was 14-6
uh-huh.
during like the first quarter of
yeah.
our game.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, and he just grinned at me. It was so funny. So now, Tommy, I'm going to have to go with my Devils again. You know, just looking off of how they made me feel last week, and, you know, also much respect to Carter. They have my thoughts and prayers, but I'm going to have to go with my Devils.
Yeah, I knew we would put that one on there. And right before we went on, you said put on Halls and Carter on there.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, I could pick my boys. Mm-hmm. And that was really no question. You were going to go with the Red Devils all the way.
Oh, yeah.
So now we're going to move into like a fast pick'em as we did last week. We got three games here. And so the first one we got Jefferson County, which is 3-1 coming off loss against West, and Science Hill coming off a big win. Or no, excuse me, a big loss to Greenville, which they were ahead in that game. The Green Devils came back. They found a way to win. Who do you have, Jeffco or Science Hill? It's at Science Hill, by the way.
Science Hill. Easily.
Okay. Well, that one was pretty easy. Yep. Jeff County, we scrimmaged them preseason. They're big. They're talented. Science Hill is also big and talented, and yep. they've been around. They've been doing this for a while. Jeff County is probably the more historic program as far as tradition and things of that nature. But Science Hill, I think they have too much firepower and too many weapons to
mm-hmm.
to just out-compete and outdo the Patriots. So moved into the next one, we have the Austin East Roadrunners, which the Falcons faced last week against the Greenville Green Devils, who beat Science Hill last week. Who do you have?
I'm going to have to go with Greenville. You know, as much as I don't want to see Greenville win after last week, I'm really going to have to pull really hard for Greenville.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to pull for Austin East. I mean, after what happened last week, a little sour taste in my mouth. And I don't think they're not as big as Greenville. Greenville should dominate up front. Mm-hmm. And I think Greenville will come out with a dub, maybe by a couple touchdowns, in my opinion. And so we have the last one of our fast round is Harden Valley Academy at Dobbins-Bennett. Dobbins-Bennett they are a solid football team this year. HVA started off with a good win against Oak Ridge, but they've lost their last three. Do you think they can get back on track here against the Indians?
See, Harden Valley, they do have a lot going for them right now, but Dobbins-Bennett really has just pushed it out this year. Mm-hmm. They really have. They've came out and they've played and they said, hey, we're here. So I'm probably going to have to go with Dobbins-Bennett for this one. Harden Valley, I hope it's a close game. I really do. I hope it's a tight, close game, but I'm going to have to say Dobbins-Bennett.
Yeah, I think HVA has talent. They want to be good, but Dobbins-Bennett is good right now, and they are going to continue to be good this week. And as far as the season goes, give me the Indians on this one by a couple of touchdowns. And so that will wrap up our pick'em section. We're going to send it up to Corbin. We're going to send it up to Corbin in the booth. And thank you for tuning in. And we will see you when we see you.
Thank you, Tommy. So we're going to send it up to the studio with me, Jackson Powell. We're going to have Corbin Carver, Parker Hall, and the voice of the Falcons, Russell Mays, here on 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.